Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Vav, mitzvah 406, as we get into the two mitzvos in Parshas Matos, one an Aseh and one a Los Aseh. Parshas Matos starts off, as is known, with Nedarim, Hafaras Nedarim, Hataras Nedarim, we will discuss. That's the beginning of Parshas Matos, and that are the two mitzvos in the Parsha. Says the Torah, Vaydavar Moshe Rashi Matos, L'bnei Yisrael, Moshe says to the Rashi Matos, Zeh Hadavar Shetziv Hashem, this is what you shall command. There are, the Rambam counts, three mitzvos related to Nedarim. Beginning of Hilchot Nedarim, the Rambam says, there are two mitzvahs aseh and one los aseh. Mitzvahs aseh today. Sheyishmar. We'll see which one today. Sheyishmar motzei svasa v'yaseh kamo shenadar. One mitzvah is to fulfill what you promised. If I promise, I shouldn't promise in the first place. Chazal say better not to be noder. But if I'm noder, I have a mitzvah. I have a chiyuv to keep my word. That is based on the pasuk motzei svasecha d'shmar v'asisa. That's elsewhere in the Torah. That's mitzvah one aseh. The other aseh is shalo. So the other los aseh is shalo yachel dvaro. I'm not allowed to violate. If I promise something, I'm not allowed to go against. I promise that I will not eat a hamburger today, and I eat a hamburger, so then I am violating lo yachel dvaro. We have to figure out what the exact relationship between a shvua and a neder is. We'll see. And finally, the third one is sheyufar haneder o hashvua. The halachas of hafaras nedarim. Getting rid of a neder by the husband, by the father, as we'll see. That is today's mitzvah. So the three mitzvahs related. You have to keep your word. You have to, you're not allowed to violate your word. And the whole parsha of hafaras nedarim. That is today's discussion. The chinuch following the Rambam. The Rambam says in mitzvah tzadik hei, tzadi hei, that this is a mitzvah. You might think this is an area of halacha. There's a mitzvah to keep your word. There's an isser not to violate your word. And then hafaras nedarim, that's just part of the details of nedarim. The Rambam though counts this, one might say, lishitaso, as a separate mitzvah. Just like the Rambam said, that all of inyanei tumah, we mentioned 10 mitzvahs regarding tumah. The Rambam counts all as separate mitzvahs, and the Ramban argues, no, tumah is just a set of halachas. It's not counted as one of the 613. So to hear, the Rambam writes in Sadi Hei, Shetzivanu Ladun Ba'afaras Adarim. We have a mitzvah to follow the laws of Afaras Adarim, as we'll go into. Klomar, HaTorah Shehorenu Ladun Bedinin Mahim. V'ein ha'inyan sheniskayev l'hafer al kalpanim. There is no chiyuv to be made for, as we'll see. If a wife makes an edit, there's no obligation for a husband to be made for it. No. V'zeo ha'inyan batzmo havein mimeni. Understand this, says the Rambam. Kozmacha tishmeini moned din echad me'adinim k'ein tzivoy bepe'ula me'apu'ulos behekrich. Mitzvahs don't mean things that you have to do. There are inyanim that are counted as mitzvahs. Dinim toin v'nitan. Halavai, there shouldn't be any court cases. But Besdin has a obligation toin v'nitan. The mitzvah of dine bor, dine shor, all of these. Right? It's a mitzvah of judging based on these cases. And the Ramban there in Sefer HaMitzvahs again argues, I don't think that today should be counted as a mitzvah. I think this is just a detail of Nedarim. But I don't think that this is, nowhere does it say in the Torah as a tzivoy. Be made for Nedarim. Get rid of a neder. So that is why the Ramban does not count it, but the Rambam does and the Chinuch does. So that's how we get a chance to talk about it today. Even before we get into some of the details, you can't learn the beginning of Parshas Matos without mentioning Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov writes, based on the first Rashi, in the beginning of the Parsha, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziv Hashem, this is the thing, these are the halachas, and he goes into the Parsha of Nidarim. So Rashi quotes, Moshe Nisnabe B'Kawamar Hashem. Both Moshe and all other Nevi'im said ko. But Moshe was also misnabe uniquely with Zeh. Zeh always connotes clarity. Zeh hadavar asher tziva. The question is, what exactly is the difference between ko and Zeh, and why specifically in the Parsha of Nedarim does Hashem allude to the difference between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of Shar Nevi'im? Why Dafka? What is Bamatos? There's been Sefer Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar up until now. We're all the way at the end of Bamidbar. So why Dafka did Hashem wait to give us this hidden message that Moshe Rabbeinu is a unique Navi? Why did he give us this message only here in the Parsha of Nedarim, today's mitzvah? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. We know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shebenevi'e MS ain't shnei Nevi'im misada b'sirgon echad. Two Nevi'im never say the exact same lashon. Why? Because when they see a Nevuah, when they see a revelation, they see it, they don't get exact verbatim what they're supposed to repeat. They get a message, and then they say it in their own words. That's why if two Nevi'im say the exact same thing, you know they're Nevi'i Sheker, because they don't get the exact message. Right? It can't be that it must be they just copied from each other. So, shouldn't you say the opposite? That if they both say the same exact thing, then they're truthful? Says Rabbi Yaakov, no. To be'emes Chazal say, k'shem sheparsufei ha'adam einam domim zem lazeh, kachin dosiyah shavos. Just like our faces aren't alike, no two people look perfectly exactly alike. Even Siamese twins, the parents could tell them apart. So too, our opinions are different. Everybody will say it differently, right? Is so-and-so rich or not? Well, it depends how much money the person talking has. Is so-and-so nice or not? Well, it depends on the personality of the person talking. So that's why when Nevi'im see each other, they use their own words, because they see a vision and they have to translate it, basically. Says the Rabbi Yaakov, Mashenkim Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemaser lanu as haTorah bazeh adavar mamish, ki kabalaso b'li eze hishtatvus, mishiyuso apratis, Moshe, was said as Hashem was medaber mitoch grono. Hashem was talking kaviyachal out of Moshe's throat. It was verbatim. It was exact. It was clarity. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's zehadover. This is what was said. Komar Hashem, so said Hashem. But it's not verbatim. It's not repeating. It's just the content. But zehadover, that's the uniqueness to Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. So what about, why is it dafka by Nedarim? Because by Nedarim, there you have a concept where a person could create their own mitzvah. A person could create their own Aveira. This meat is usher to me like a carbon. I can create my own Aveira. Unbelievable. I have the power with my mouth to create mitzvahs and Averas. So one might say, oh, maybe Moshe himself added on something and took away something when he gave us the Torah. So Dafka, in this context, it says Zehadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu was exact. Moshe Rabbeinu get it over, word for word, letter for letter. Not one more, not one less. Dafka here, where it talks about the power of man, of Tzelem Elokim. Mebnei Sha'adam, Basher Utzelem Elokim, Yishlo HaKalach HaZeh, Levados Isurim Chadosh, Shevarim Chalim, Vekiva Sheishlo L'Adam HaKoch Lozim HaTorah, Haya Ola Al Daitenu Shagam BaTorah, Natla Chelek Ishi Yuso Shal Moshe, Lefichach Bazeh HaMakom HaDgish HaTorah. That's why Dafka here, Hashem prefaces the whole parsha with Zeh HaDavar. The Adavar Moshe Rabbeinu was exact. He didn't add on anything. So that is a crucial thought there. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky tells us right here, getting it to Nedarim. So the Torah tells us, again, going into some of the details. It's a whole masechta on this, but we'll just mention a couple of ideas. Ish ki yidah neder Hashem, o yishav ha-shvua lesser Yisrael nafshar, lo yachel dvaro. A person who makes a neder, he's not allowed to violate. Lo yachel dvaro. Kachol ha-yotze mipiv yase. Whatever he says, he has to fulfill. V'isha. What about a woman? So a man, is there any way to get out of a neder for a man? Is there any way in the Torah Shebach Sav? No. No, that's it. We'll have to talk about it in the Torah Shebach Peh. Torah Shebach Sav, there's no man. A man makes a neder, he has to fulfill it. A woman makes a neder? Okay, now this is what to talk about. There's only one pasuk about a man, pasuk Gimel. Now about a woman, there's about 10 psukim. Isha kisidon neder l'ashem, v'asra isar b'veisaviyah b'nureha. So now, her father and her husband, or her husband, or maybe and, if it's at the time when she is mu'ureses. V'shama aviyas nidra. Her father hears her neder, v'asar asher asar nafsha. V'hechrish la aviyah. If the father hears about it and doesn't say a word, v'kamu konadareha. It sticks. V'chalitzer asher asar nafsha yakum. Right? It sticks. V'mheini aviyosa biyom shamo. If the father is very upset and the father says, no, I don't think this should be a neder, the father has that power. Hafaras nidarim. To get rid of the neder, konadareha v'asar asher asar nafsha lo yakum. Lo yakum, v'Hashem yislach la, Hashem will forgive her. Not for now, what that's talking about, ki eni aviyosa. Good, what happens if she's married? V'im hayosia la'ish, unadarei alaha, v'shama isha b'yom shama. If her husband hears about it, v'hechrish la, same thing. If he's quiet, v'kam unadarei, it sticks. But v'im b'yom shama isha yaniyosa, but if on the same day he hears about it, he gets rid of it. V'hefer etidrasher alaha, v'chulu v'chulu. So, that's it, it's gotten rid of, and therefore she doesn't have to keep it. The nether is destroyed. What about if she's an almana? What if she's a grusha? What if she's in Bishas Erisin? Then they both have power. Right? What the relationship between those two are is very interesting. If they try to be made for it the next day, too late. Too late. So by a man and a man, there's no way to get out of his nadarim, and a woman can't get out of her nadarim if her husband or her father are made for it on the day that they hear about it, so then she can get out of it. That is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebalpeh adds on a third category. and there's no separate mitzvah, so it's counted l'chora within today's mitzvah. We have hafaras ha'av, we have hafaras ha'bal, and we have the more well-known hataras nedarim. Hataras nedarim, which we all do on Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the minhag of Erev Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? What are we doing? We're men. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. That's the Mishnah Meseches Chagiga. The Mishnah Meseches Chagiga says, on Dav Yud Amud Aleph, four words, Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir. Hataras Nedarim are flying in the air, meaning there's nothing in the Torah. It's a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Oraisa, but it's Torah Sheba'al Peh. Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir Ve'ein Lohem Amashi Yismochu. Right, there's nothing, there's no hint, there's no reference to Hataras Nedarim. All there is Hafaras Nedarim. That's in the Torah. Hataras Nedarim is nowhere in the Torah, where you go to a rabbi and you try to get rid of one mumche or three other non-mumchin, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Heter Nedarim, Mishnah in Chagiga, Heter Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir, Ve'in Lohem Amashi Yismochu. Okay, and then the Gemara tries to say, maybe there is a little hint to it, but either way, this is the Gemara. These are the three ways to get out of a neder, three of them applying to a woman, and only one of them applying to a man. So these are the categories. Let's see now the words of the Chinuch. Shenitztavinu b'mitzvahs hafaras nedarim. We are commanded regarding this mitzvah. Klomar. Shenadun b'misha nadar kasher titzah ve'atorah. We are commanded to act in a way. Who's the we? So Mistama, this is Bezdin, who's deciding the cases. We're commanded to act, or the Rabbanan, the ones in charge of the halacha, to act in a way that the Torah commands. Kasher tetzav ha'Torah, shenemar ishki neder v'chulu kavosha b'mavur b'parsha. Then he quotes the Rambam that we saw already, that this is a mitzvah. And then he says in the next paragraph, an important ha'ara, v'ha'olem he calls el adayto l'fi adome. What comes out of this is as follows. Ki beheter ha'chacham ha'mumche. Here he talks about it explicitly. It's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah does not mention Hataras Nedarim. The Chinuch does mention it. The Rambam doesn't mention it by any other mitzvah, so l'chor, unless you're mechalek, that somehow hafara is a part of the mitzvah and hatara is not. A little difficult according to the Rambam, but this is the Chinuch. Ki b'hatir ha'chacham ha'mumches neder b'mitzvah ha'torah, o shlosha yotos, when a chacham, one mumche, or three yotos, act properly according to what the Torah says, v'yasu ha'inyan, k'chol asher titzave ha'torah alav, k'hogan k'yosher, and they do exactly what the Torah commands, as kimu asei. The Achronim point out that the Rambam might not say, what the Rambam say? Judging all of these inyanim is a mitzvah. Do you fulfill a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa specifically? There's a kiyum d'oraisa. Following these ideas in general is a mitzvah. But to say that there's a kiyum asay, and if I don't act properly, it's a bittul asay. The Rambam didn't go that far, but the Chinuch says it explicitly. The Chinuch says, if a person, maybe when somebody comes to us, and there are three people, and we're mater neder for them, that's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. We fulfilled it, just like we put on tefillin. We fulfilled the mitzvah of hafaras nedarim or hataras nedarim. The mitira neder shalob mitzvah hatorah. If we got rid of the neder, not based on halachic reasons, we would not be able to get rid of the neder, and we do anyway. Or we only use two people, or yachad that's not a mumche, avavisha terem enoni heter. It doesn't work, and there's a bittul asay. Yesh aleihem onesh bittul asay zeh. Ukinja kasafti lamala, like I wrote in the previous mitzvah, a couple of mitzvahs ago regarding Yerusha. If Bezdin messes up and doesn't properly inherit, give the inheritance over to the proper recipients, then mavatal the mitzvah. The Ramban doesn't count this, but this is the Ramban. Good, the Ramban in the Chinuch. Mishar she'inyan ha'neder v'ashvua, the shorish, the hashkafa behind the mitzvahs, I'm not going to repeat again, says the Chinuch, because I already wrote that in Parshas Yisro, by the Isser of Losisa, Shem Hashem Elokecha, la shav. Why is it that Hataras Nedarim is not in the text, only Hafara? So the Rechaim HaKadosh just has one line where he says, Zilzol b'nedarim. We don't want people to know that they have this way out. It's true, but to write it in the Torah, if you make a neder, just go to a rabbi and say, oh, if I would have known, okay, a husband and a father, it's more limited. But to know that everybody, no matter who they are, wherever they are, they can go to a rav, to go to a one mumche, or three adyotos, so we'd rather not have that as public and as explicit. Somebody just reads over the Bible, the text, and they get this idea, so we'd rather people not making nedarim, and therefore, that is why, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, it is not said explicitly. That's why it's Parchin Ba'avir. Maybe there's another idea, though, that one could suggest why it is that Heter Nedarim is Parchin Ba'avir. And that's based on a lumdus. Based on the Gemara. based on the Gemara, but it's expanded upon by the Achronim, Reb Chaim is quoted, Reb Chaim Brisker, and others. And that is, there's a fundamental difference, the Gemara seems to say it explicitly, between Hafara, which is done by husband or father, versus Hatara, which is done by the rabbi. The Gemara says that when it comes to Hafaras, and there are nafkaminas based on this, when it comes to Hataras Chacham, just one halacha which reflects the difference. When it comes to a chacham can't just get rid of the neder for no reason. You come to a chacham, oh, I made a neder that I'm never going to eat hamburgers again. The rabbi can say, okay, fine, mutter. No, you can't do that. You have to have some type of reason, what's called a pesach and a charata. Oh, if you would have known that you would be in such dire straits, if you wouldn't eat these hamburgers, that you wouldn't have made the neder in the first place, but you have to come up with some type of excuse. And there's big discussions. What are excuses? What are good excuses? No lot is a situation that came up after the neder. If I would have known that this would have been the case, all different discussions. What is allowed? But by a hataras chacham, you have to have an excuse. You can't just say boom. But by a husband or a father, hafara, you don't need one. The husband hears about it, boom, finished, I'm made for it. The father hears about it, no, gotten rid of. At least certain types of nadarim at least. So the question is, why is that? So explain, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that difference. So what is the yesod difference? So the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim that a Baal is megiz gayiz. A Baal cuts the neder. While a Chacham is me'eker akar, uproots the neder. What's the difference? Explain the Achronim, explain Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quoted in all the Achronim Svarim. When it comes to a Chacham, he uproots the neder me'ikara. It never happened. He uproots it to get rid of it from a month ago. You made a neder. How can I get rid of it retroactively? If I could come up with an excuse, it's just like a mekartos. I make a kinyan, and there was something faulty in the kinyan. You bought something that you didn't think you bought. So you can return it. Mekartos. It never happened. The kinyan never happened. We go back on it. So that's what a chacham does. A chacham is okay the neder meikara. That's why you need an excuse. Because I have to know why you wouldn't have made this neder had you and had full knowledge. A Baal or an Av is it's Megas Gaius. He cuts it. What does that mean? There was a neder. But right now, I am stopping the effects of that neder. I have the power. You took a neder. You're right. But the Isurim created by that neder, the Maisa neder still exists. But the effects of the neder do not exist. That's the difference between a Chacham and a Baal and an Av, according to Reb Chaim. Well, my nafkamina, number one, do you need an excuse to get rid of it? Number two, another nafkamina, the Mitzvah Zamela quotes. Actually, he quotes this from other sources. He quotes, we know the principle of neder shehuter miksasa hutar kulo. If you get rid of half a neder, you got rid of the whole neder automatically. The Gemara says that only applies by a hataras chacham, not by a hataras baal. Why? Makes a lot of sense. The chacham got rid of the whole neder, meikara. So once half of it's destroyed, the whole thing's destroyed. He erased it. If you erase something, that's it. If it still exists, but I'm just stopping the effects of it, so then maybe half the effects could still be chal, and half the effects cannot be chal. But that's a big difference between hafaras nadarim and hataras nadarim. Maybe, again, it's not something to build a shir on, but maybe one could suggest, maybe that's why it's parkin ba'avir. Because it's not there. Once hataras nadarim takes place, it doesn't exist anymore. So maybe as a hint to that lumdis, the Torah doesn't mention hataras nadarim because hafara is there even after it's cut. Mashenkin by hataras nadarim of a chacham, it's uprooted totally as if it doesn't exist. And that's why it's not even in the Torah. It's parchin ba'avir, an idea. If you look at Rav Asher Weiss, in the Menachas Asher here, in Siman Samach Dalet, he discusses, even within hataras chacham, even within me'ekar akar, there's a question, which he doesn't call it this, but others call it, when we say something goes back retroactively, goes back l'mafreya, is that l'mafreya l'mafreya? Or is that mikanu l'haba l'mafreya? What does that mean? Somebody took a neder on the first day of Adar, and then the first day of Nisan they come, and the chacham gets rid of it. So do I say that it never, never, never happened. Period. Once the Hatara takes place, it's not in the recesses of history. It's nothing. It's disappeared. It's wiped out. Do I say that? Or do I say no? It took place on 1st of Nisan, went only from then. From the 1st of Nisan, I could look back in history and say it never happened. Mikan l'haba l'mafreya. But in reality, halacha still recognizes that it did happen. It's not what we call l'mafreya, l'mafreya. It's mikanu l'haba l'mafreya. So that's a question, and the Maharsha Rice there has nafkaminas based on, well, what you would say in this regard, you know, nafkaminas, which piece you would say. Okay, either way, these are a couple of issues relating to Nadarim. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Nadarim, important to note, and that is there are really two categories of Nadarim. There's Nidre Isser and Nidre Hektish. Nidre Isser is, I make a neder, I'm never going to eat these. This fruit is usher to me, and this land is usher to me, and this is usher to me. Again, we're not going to get into now the difference between a neder and a shvua. Just the Gemara says neder is on the chefsa, shvua is on the gavra. Only time in Shas where the Gemara uses those terms. But all of those are examples of Nidre Isurim. I create an Isser for myself. But the other type of neder is I accept upon myself harei alai ola to bring a carbon ola harei alai shlamim harei alai mincha. That's also a neder, but that's nidre hektish. There's nidre iser and there's nidre hektish. Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam says, talks about nidre iser. Nidre hektish are all in ma'isa karbanos. In general, Chazal, the Torah, is not a fan of Nedarim. We try not to make Nedarim. The only exception might be at the end of Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam says if somebody is in an extreme behavior, and he wants to balance out his behavior, so then maybe he can make a neder to become a nazir or something like that. Somebody makes a neder in order to keep straight his ways and his opinions. That's beautiful. Ketzad, if somebody is a glutton, if somebody eats too much meat, if somebody drinks too much wine, if somebody loves money, whatever it is, and I go the other extreme because I need to balance myself, then fine. That's a good neder. But that's not the ideal. The ideal is not to make nedarim. The Avavishin Avoda, lo yar be'adda b'nidre iser, lo yar galas mo'bahen, el yifrosh midvarim sharoi, lifrosh man below neder. Just do what you're supposed to do. Follow the 365 los assays and the 248 assays. But ultimately, if there is a neder that is made, then we have this mitzvah again: hafaras habal, hafaras haav, and hataras nedarim of a rav. Just finishing up all the way at the end. Again, we don't have time to go through all of these nedarim. A little bit more next time. But he says, "V'noeges mitzvah zu b'chol makom b'chol zman." This mitzvah applies always. B'zman hazeh b'zacharim avol b'nekev. It's only by men, because men are the ones that would be matir or mefer the nedarim. And if somebody violates and does not follow these laws, they are mevatel the mitzvahs asay. So today we had one of the three mitzvahs related to Nedarim, the mitzvah of Hafara. But next time we have the mitzvah of not keeping one's word, the Isra of Bal Yachel, and the mitzvah of keeping one's word, that's later in the Torah, that's all the way in Sefer Dvarim. So we only have one more mitzvah left, just two mitzvahs here in Matos, before we get to the six mitzvahs in Maaseh, as we head towards the end of Sefer Ba Midbar. Okay, we'll stop here.